بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أحمد الله رب العالمين حمد عباده الشاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلوات ربي وتسليمات عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله. ثم أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Yesterday we started just to whoever was in with us. So if we can come in the line, brother, so it'll be easy for yeah, inshallah. So we just a quick brief, just to refresh our mind where we started, and quickly we'll jump in what we're going to do today. And I'm trying to squeeze the stuff. I'm trying to squeeze as much as I can so we can just literally get it quickly, inshallah. So we started talking about Egypt. So this is the first. We said the story, inshallah, Sayyidina Musa would be in four countries: Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Palestine. So we started in Egypt, and we had quickly brief in how is Egypt looks like in this time, and how the world was two continents, Asia and Africa, and Egypt was basically the heart of the entire world, basically, and they got the powerful country, and they got everything. They got, you know, knowledge, science, everything. And we went through the time where Banu Israel, and who, just to translate this word, is a son of Israel. This is who is Bani Israel as, when they live in the little caves by the river, and basically they have no right for nothing. And we finished yesterday on a very disturbing view, when someone of the soldiers literally went to one of those caves, and he picked up a baby boy and literally slaughtered him. And this has happened again, happened three times in less than a week. In a month's time, there was 10 babies. And I know it's easy to talk about it as we're sitting here, but it's actually horrible. And what makes it even worse is the Banu Israel themselves, they can't even protest. They can't even say why. They keep talking to themselves. But they can't even raise their voice because they know what they're going to happen. Pharaoh can basically wipe them out. Literally, can in a blink of an eye. So this is what we briefly said yesterday. And also to remind you, four people who live in one of the caves, what the name, do you remember the mother's names? Okay, her name is Yukabit. Yukabit is a Hebrew language, a very old Hebrew language. It means the wise. This is the mother's name of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And the father, his name is
Imran,
mashallah. And the girl is Maryam, which is about 10 years old. And the boy is Harun, Sayyidina Harun. So they watch this. They have seen this happen in front of the eyes. And the mother was pregnant, yeah, of Sayyidina Musa, inshallah. Today, we're supposed to go to the time of birth, and when she gave birth to Sayyidina Musa. Hopefully, if I got time, I will go through this. But we need to know who is the father first. We know his name is Imran, but who is the father? Some people get mixed between Sayyida Maryam ibnata Imran. But this is not the same Imran, by the way. Because someone asked me that question yesterday. Is the same Imran? He said, no, it's different. Completely, between them is almost 400 years. But it's a coincidence that the name is Maryam ibn Imran. This is the time of Sayyidina Isa. And this is Maryam ibn Imran, but this is the sister of Sayyidina Musa. It's completely two different Imrans. But this Imran, that guy, Imran, who is he? He's not a normal guy, by the way. I wish I could have my project, so I can choose a tree of Sayyidina Musa. Let's quickly look who is Imran. But to tell you who is Imran, I have to go back another 400 years to tell you who is that guy. So if we go back 400 years before that time, before the story of Sayyidina Musa, you will look at the bigger of the tree. Who is the father? Who is the prophet of all? The father of the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah. He used to name him the father of the Prophet. No, it's not Adam. Adam is the father of a human being. Yeah? Sayyidina Ibrahim. Sayyidina Ibrahim got two sons. Do you know the names? Ishaq and Ismail, mashallah. So we're going to leave Ismail aside a bit, but we'll go to Isaac. Ishaq got one son. His name is?
Yaqub.
Mashallah. And his nickname is Israel. So Sayyidina Yaqub's nickname, his name is Yaqub, but his nickname is Israel. And Sayyidina Yaqub got how many sons? إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا. Sayyidina Yaqub got 11. 11 sons and one daughter. His name is Tina. 11 sons. Asakir, Ra'ubin, and one of them is called Yusuf. So you're with me so far? Yeah, Ibrahim, Ishaq, Ismail, and Ishaq got Yaqub, and his nickname is Yaqub is Israel. Israel got 11 sons. The one was Yusuf dreamed of them. Say, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا. I've seen 11 planets who kneel to me in Surah Sayyidina Yusuf. And one of his brother, his name is Lawi. One of the 11 brothers, his name is Lawi. And Lawi got a son, his name is Fahith. You don't need to remember all these names. But Fahith got a son, his name is Imran.
Okay.
So he's coming from there. So Imran got a son, his name? Musa alayhi salam. So Musa, Imran, Fahith, Lawi, his Yusuf's brother, and then Yaqub, his nickname is Israel, then Ishaq, then Ibrahim. That's why the Prophet used to call Sayyidina Yusuf Al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim ibn al-Karim. The generous son of the generous, son of the generous, because he's all prophet. So if you look Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Yusuf, he's like his great-great-grandfather, Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Yusuf. So this is the tree, and this is how important that guy is, Sayyidina Imran. So this is the family. This is the tree of the family. And if we're still there in the 400 years ago, remember the quickly of the story. We all know the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, do we?
Yes.
His brothers throw him in the wheels, and people find him. They sell him in Egypt. But hold on. Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, he's a Jewish. He's the first Jewish to get into Egypt by mistake. By throwing him in the wheel, they found him, and they go and they sold him in Egypt. Is that right?
Yes.
This is the story, isn't it? But what happened after the went through the starvation and the king had a dream of, you know, سبع بقرات ثمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف, and then the story carried on, and Sayyidina Yusuf became the king basically, or the biggest, or the prime minister of Egypt. What happened after that? What did he ask the king? He asked the king to bring his family, does he?
Yes.
And did the ayah in Surah Yusuf say, ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين. This is a verse in Quran, Sayyidina Yusuf. ادخلوا مصر, come to Egypt, you are safe and well. Who the Quran talk to? The Quran talk to Banu Israel. This is how they showed up in Egypt, first place. Look, now we talk about Pharaoh killing the sons. But actually, 400 years ago, they come in absolutely with who was Yusuf alayhi salam. They come absolutely, and the people loved them, and the old Egyptian actually welcomed them very well. But what happened? Like you used to come very like welcome, and we love you so much. But 400 years after that, Pharaoh started to kill your sons. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? And the Quran saying that is the Quran say that in Surah Al-Qasas. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. يستضعف طائفة منهم يذبح أبناءهم ويستحي نساءهم إنه كان من المفسدين. This is the start of the. It's very aggressive. I will translate it in a minute. But then today we're trying to know what happened. If they can come that good and people love them and all the Egyptians love them, what happened to them so the Pharaoh can kill their sons? And even the surah says يستحي نساءهم ويقتلهم. He's killing them. And he put them in caves, like I explained yesterday. So what happened with Yusuf alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam? He was the perfect example of justice. Remember yesterday when I say Egypt was missing two things, justice and faith. So no justice. Only Yusuf alayhi salam used to do justice alayhi salam between all the people. And Egypt in that time was occupied by a group of people. His name is Hyksos. they occupied. There was an Egyptian who ruled in the country. And the Egyptian used to hate them. They don't like the Hyksos because he conquered the country. No, they don't like them anymore. And Banu Israel, by this time, they will live with Sayyidina Yusuf and Sayyidina Yaqub, and the Egyptian loved them, and they used to get to stay in the best place in Egypt. I know this country because I know the place we used to stay. I visited even in Egypt. It was beautiful. They have the homes, they have the building, they have their own cows and everything. But when Sayyidina Yusuf died and Sayyidina Yaqub died, things started to change. All his brothers, the other 11 brothers, they never follow what he used to do. They absolutely go against everything he does. They try to go with Hyksos against the Egyptians. So now the Egyptian used to look at them as like, oh, hold on, you actually not good. You're not like Yusuf. Yusuf was very good. Yusuf was to be justice with everybody. But you guys, you never did like he does. And this is when this thing start to get upside down for them. Because a guy, and this bit of a historic, you know, a guy came into Egypt, his name is Ahmus, he kicked the Hyksos out of Egypt, and he killed them all, and then he started to go, who's supporting them? Who was supporting Hyksos? Banu Israel. And he go after them. And then Pharaoh, now we go back to the action of Sayyidina Musa, Pharaoh decided he had 6 laws, literally, is a law, like a, you know, he decided 6 things to do with Bani Israel. First thing, take them off that land Yusuf used to give to them, put them in the caves, no education, work, but no getting any bait, just for the food, and basically, eventually, what he does is killing all the boys. But why would he kill the boys?
Threaten to his throne?
No.
He had a dream.
He had a vision. Yeah, mashallah. He had a vision one day, basically, saying, There will be, just remind me of the time, please. It will be a fire. That's what he dreamed. He was asleep and he dreamed of a fire came in to eat in his throne. And the Sahara, the magician, explained this to him like one of the sons of the Bani Israel, the little boy, he's going to grow up and he basically going to destroy your entire empire. And then, since then, he doesn't like them already. You know, he actually hates Bani Israel already. Since that time, he takes a decision to kill every single boy of Bani Israel. Not the girls, just the boys. And he did. And in a month's time, he literally killed over 50 or 52, as the books were saying, boys. And he threw them in the river, which is absolutely horrible. And the fact that some books was talking about this action as like, you know, this is early in the time, you know. It's like we talk about 3,200 years ago, and this guy, he's Pharaoh, he's doing this action is horrible. So before we go again to the verse, let's see who is Pharaoh. Who is that guy? The Quran talk about him as we describe it, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inna Fir'auna ala fil ard. The name Pharaoh is not his name, by the way. The Pharaoh is a title, is a position. Like whoever ruled the country, he take that title. But his name was Ramses. But whoever ruled the country in this time, he will take that. Like prime minister, like this. So, but he, through 5 or 6 books, I will never find any description to him, but better than the Quran. The Quran was saying, إِنَّ فِرْعَوْنَ عَلَى فِي الْأَرْضِ. He done 5 things. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. He took Bani Israel and he divided them. He made them some in the north, some in the east, some in the west. Basically, so you won't be one, you're never going to be united anymore. يَسْتَضْعِفُ طَائِفَةً مِّنْهُمْ. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. He slaughtered the son. وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Those things, he done it to just to show you how bad he was, this guy. And also to show you what Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is going to do. He's going to face that guy by himself. And also Pharaoh is not just by himself. He got the, this is my own terminology of this stuff. He got the ministry of magic, for example, which is a kahana. They do the magic and they were famous in this time. And he got the military power. With who? With Haman. Haman is the chief of command. And he's been mentioned in the Quran. The only one who's been mentioned in the Quran was the name. His name is Haman. And he gets a ministry also of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The people who used to do the art on the temples and draw all this in a big building and stuff. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he's facing all this by himself. And he's going to grow up. And all what he needs is Sayyidina Musa, Allah, when he sent him, and arsil ma'i bani Israel. All what he need is take Bani Israel out of what you just did to them. We need to take them out of Egypt. When they moved to Egypt, when we talk about 400 years ago, from that time, there were 60. Sayyidina Yaqub and his son and his grandson, 60 people, 60, six people. They're going to leave Egypt 600,000 after 400 years. So all what Sayyidina Musa keep asking Pharaoh, an arsil ma'i bani Israel. This is what the Quran said in Surah Taha. An arsil ma'i bani Israel. I need to get them out. They was a guest. We've been invited to come and stay for a period of time. And now we need to go out of Egypt. You should lead us to go. He never does. And he never want to. Because he knows if he let them to go out, it will be a big problem for him. So the mother now, so this is a briefly, again, to see what is the, how is the Bani Israel ended up in Egypt. We know now they came from the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. We know the relationship between Sayyidina Yusuf and Sayyidina Musa. So they basically his great-grandfather. And we know who is why they called Banu Israel. Because Sayyidina Yaqub, his nickname is Israel. That's why it's called Banu, son of Israel. Because this is his nickname. And now is the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, or Yukabid, to give birth of Sayyidina Musa. Okay, and this is what I was going to plan to do today, because how she's going to do it? It took a long time to find out the fact that she was pregnant, how she hid her stomach. All right, because Pharaoh, when he got that dream and that vision, basically, he put spies in the village where's Bani Israel. Anyone, any ladies who's pregnant, just put a mark on her door. He's not going to let any chance. And he did. And every pregnant lady, she got a mark in her door and she knows pregnant. Except Yukabit. Because what she does, she basically swapped with her neighbor. And this is actually written in the Sunnah for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She swapped the door, when the soldier go and check every time. 24/7 emergency, take it this way. We're not going to let a chance. She's going to do her job, right? We're going to protect that baby no matter what. Every time the soldier came to the town, she swapped the door with her neighbor. She get in, she check, oh, there's no one. And as soon as you go to the other door, she come. 9 months she doing that, no sleep. No sleep. Even Maryam, the sister of Sayyidina Musa, she used to go all the way in the street, basically to watch if the soldier coming. She run. And she go back to her mother, Mom, they're coming. So she have to swap. Because if they notice she's pregnant, it's done. The baby will never going to survive. They're going to kill him. So she keep doing this for 9 months. Until the time she came and she's going to give birth. Okay, again, I can't continue because the time is up. Yes, and it's basically 2 minutes. Inshallah, yeah. And like I said, there's too many details and they want to put it in. But the problem was the timing. So inshallah, we'll carry on tomorrow. We'll see what she does. And when she going to throw it in the river. And just to give you a quick hint, before she throw him in the river, in the Surah Taha, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مولى عز وجل said فإذا خفتي عليه فألقيه في اليم. If you worry about your son, throw him in the water. Can you think about this ayah? I understand. If you worry about your son, hide him, right? If you worry about your son, just to like hug him, right? No, see, this is tawakkul. Inshallah, we'll explain this tomorrow properly. If you worry about your son, throw him in the water. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow and we'll see. Inshallah.
أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. Come earlier so that we can get the rest of what the brother is saying. And